Namo Vrindavanam Gaya Tubhyam Goloka Malane Purna Brahmata Patraya Namo Govardhanaya Cha Sri Rupa Sanatam Vikasita Krishna Lila Lashyamitaputa Diham Braja Vaishnavanam Hasa prakasha nakavi pramada pradavan mandashime bhavatu bhandaratashu yadvat. The Brijvasi devotees who are accustomed to relish literatures and the standard of Vidagdha Madhav by great playwrights like Rupa Goswami may criticize or laugh upon seeing my pitiful attempts at writing and speaking on topics of the Lord, thus exposing my real nature as a cheater and an ignorant fool. Tagvagvisargo janataga viplavo yasmin pratichari sudukti no rita mandohapi govinda vilasavarnanai mandam giritamam swam viride sadatitam. Although I'm dull-minded, my lowly words will be liked by the saints, since the Bhagavatam describes that every word about the Lord's activities, though imperfectly composed, will destroy the sins accumulated by humanity. Encouraged by this statement, I will now describe the eternal nectarian pastimes of Sri Sri Radha Govinda. Madushama sur madusanchara kinam gam bukulom mukim santapusnam tumam snigdaha karna kasara saniya. As a lake gives shelter to a cow wandering in the desert. Similarly, this text is like a cow trying to go to Vrindavan. but suffering on the desert of my mouth. May the saintly devotees, whose ears are like a lake, Karna Kasara Sanidha, give shelter to these words of mine. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gura Twishe Namaha Vancha Kopadaru Vischa Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the first day in our discussions, we spoke something about Atma Krandana, the crying of the soul in separation from the Lord. Now this is the beginning of our spiritual life. Then yesterday, we spoke something about Sishya Krandana, and how the disciple will cry in separation from the Guru. Today, we have another interesting subject, which is the krandana, or the crying of the Lord's eternal associates. We'd like to read a few statements from Srila Prabhupada. There's a handout I think they gave you called Separation is the Highest. This is something we just printed in our last issue of our Bindu magazine. I'll just read a few statements from this. This is a nice thing for you to keep and read through and meditate on, to understand something about the teachings of Srila Prabhupada in regards to the mood of separation. Because we all want to go to Vrindavan. We all want to come to Govardhan Hill. But how do we do that? So our Vaishnava acharyas have described the best pathway, the best road to Vrindavan is a road of separation. Prabhupada says, Krishna can be felt, Krishna can be present more acutely in separation. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, to love Krishna in separation. That is the highest perfection. He said, when Krishna is absent physically, he'll be more present within the mind of the devotee. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is Vipralamba Seva. And then in the next paragraph he says, worship and separation is considered by the Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya to be the topmost level of devotional service. According to this conception, the devotee thinks of himself as very poor and neglected by the Lord. That was in his purport to C.C. Madhya 4, text 197. And then in Adi Lila, chapter 13, he says in purport, separation excels the feeling of meeting Krishna. It's a greater thing. In Krishna book, Prabhupada says, to acquire this strong feeling of separation is the teaching of Lord Chaitanya in his direct disciplic succession of Goswamis. When we are not in physical contact with Krishna, we can associate with him like the gopis through feelings of separation. It's a very wonderful thing. Many times we've heard very stern admonitions, very stern warnings that we should stay away from higher topics that we have no qualification for. But here Srila Prabhupada is saying that we can associate with Krishna like the gopis did through separation. This is something safe. Now someone may question, why then we're coming here to this Govardhan retreat and we're hearing such nectarian topics like Mother Jagatarini's reading in the evening? And these are all topics about Milan, about union. Two things have to be there. Union and separation.
And if we want to experience separation, we have to know something about the Lord. And so by hearing these wonderful topics of Vidagya Madhav, a picture may appear in our heart, just like Radhika was looking at this picture painted by Lalita of Krishna. So that picture of Krishna may also appear in our hearts by hearing such wonderful topics as Vidagya Madhav. Again in Krishna book, Prabhupada says, feeling constant separation while engaged in the service of the Lord is a perfection of Krishna consciousness. So, today, the last few days have been an introduction on the level of a sadhak, but today is another kind of introduction. Because we want to introduce the topic of how Bhagavan cries for his devotees. And that's something which we'll start with tomorrow and culminate on the last day. So, this feelings of separation, they're one embankment of the river of love. And we described the other day that these two things have to be there. Sambhogo vipalambascha shringaro dvivido mataha. We want to hear something about the Shringara Ras. This is the preaching of Braj, according to the poet Krishnadas. This is what we really want to aspire for. So there's two types of Madhurja Ras, or Shringara Ras. These are known technically as Sambhog, separation. Union. And Vipralamba, or separation. So this is described by Rupa Goswami in the first verse of his Utkalika Valari. He cries. Prapadya Vrindavana Majameka Krosana Sab Utkalika Kulatma Udgatayami Jalataka Toram Vaspasya Mudram Riri Muditasya. He says that this fallen soul has taken shelter of Vrindavan and cries pitifully. He says, now I'm going to open up my severely burning heart and show the marks that my burning tears have made there. It's described once that Rupa Goswami was chanting here in Braj, and he entered into a state of samadhi. And his state of samadhi was so deep, the devotees didn't know if he was alive or dead. So someone took some cotton to put near his nose to see if it would move. And the air that was coming out of the body, of Rupa Goswami's body, it caught that cotton on fire. This is called Vipralamba Agni, or the burning fire of separation. So Baladeva Dibhushan, he's commented on this first verse of Rupa Goswami's Utkalika Valari, and he says, Alabda Bistaya Abisto Kantaya Vigalita Chitta Shitalabe Sayogat Vasput Yabut Dita Dhainyasya Bhaktasya Sankrodoshru Nighara Patiti Iyamavastakalu Bhakta Janasya Purusharta Dhatri. He says, there's a purpose in this terrible pain that Krishna gives to the devotees. That pain, which is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Se prema jara mane, tada vikrama se jani, visramita ekatra milan. Anyone who knows the nature of this prema, they'll understand that it's just like a mixture of poison and nectar. Two complete opposites. So, Baladev comments in this verse from Utkalika Valari, he says that the devotee's heart melts when he can't get the darshan of his beloved Lord. And then at that time his heart becomes churned and he realizes his own lack of qualification. When we hear topics like Vidagdha Madhav and Lalita Madhav, it should be some impetus for us to cry. We realize how far away we are from the mood of the residents of Vrindavan. In such a way, Baladev says that the devotee then cries pitifully, making torrents of tears fall on the ground. And he says, Purushartha Dhatri, that this condition of love and separation is the highest goal of the devotee's life. This separation has a very special purpose in the Lord's pastimes. Rupa Goswami describes in Ujjalilamani, Nabina vipralambena sambhoga pushyamashnute kasaite hivasrago bhuyanrago vivardate. He says, just as someone cannot make red cloth or some other object red without some red dye, so similarly, the happiness of conjugal love can't reach its highest climax without there having been separation of the lovers. Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks about this in his Gita Mala in the 25th song. Vina vipralambashraya sambhogera pushtinoi tai vipralambera bidhana. He says that the pleasure in sambhog and union is not nourished without vipralamba or separation. That is the purpose of vipralamba. And we described the first day that our revered spiritual master, he said that without separation, love would die an untimely death. So, there's four different types of vipralamba, and there's four different types of sambhog. But what does vipralamba mean? Can anyone say what is the meaning of the word vipralamba, or separation? It's a compound word, vipra. Vipra means a Brahman. Vipra means distance. And lamba means to attain. So attaining something at a great distance. And sambhog, what is the meaning of sambhog? It's a combination of two words. Samyak, or togetherness. And bhog, or enjoyment. When that enjoyment is together, that's known as sambhog. And when one attains something from a distance in the heart to the feelings of separation, that's vipralamba. There's four types of vipralamba. These are purvarag, man, premavaichitya, and prabhas. We've been hearing last night so wonderfully about purvarag and the feelings of separation that Radha and Krishna are experiencing even before they meet. And how Radhika, she's hearing from her sakis about the qualities of Krishna. She's hearing the flute. She's chanting the name of Krishna. She's seeing this chitra, this picture of Krishna. She's falling in love. She thinks in her madness with three different men. And Krishna, how he's becoming ecstatic when Madhu Mangal comes and places a champak garland around his neck. Because champak varni radha, that champak flower is the same color as Srimati Radharani. And Krishna's thinking, oh, just as this garland is embracing my chest, I wish that Radharani could be decorating my chest. This is purvarag. Then there's man, or sulky feelings of anger. This is described by Śrīla Prabhupāda. Prabhupada describes all these very high things. In one lecture on nectar devotion in Bombay, the 10th of January in 1973, Prabhupada said, Krishna wants to be controlled by Yashodamayi. Krishna wants to be defeated by his friends. Krishna wants to be refused Radharani's darshan. When Radharani is angry, she refuses to allow Krishna to see her. She orders the sakis, don't allow Krishna to come here. Then Krishna begins to flatter the sakis. Kindly let me go. No, sir, you cannot go. Prabhupada says, this is Krishna. So this is known as man. When there's different stages in Madhurja Ras, these are known as Sneham Man, Pranaya Rag, Anurag Bhav, and Mahabhav. When Sneha becomes condensed, it becomes Man. That Man is sulkiness or some Abhiman, some pride or haughtiness. It's known as Adakshina Bhav or the leftist mood. And the rise of man, Rupa Goswami says, Adbhuta Bhav, a very wonderful mood comes between the lover and the beloved. When man is present, when anger is present, even Bhagavan, who's feared by fear personified, he becomes fearful out of his love for his beloved. This man is described by our Gaudiya Vaishnava poets as something very, very contrary, a dakshina bhav. And when it comes, with it comes tibra, very intense viraha. And then when that man, that anger becomes somewhat subdued, then the lover laments, in Radharani's words,
Kandiya kohaye puna dikmora buri abhimane harailam khanu guna nidhi.
She begins to cry and she said, oh, my intelligence is very bad. I developed this abhiman, this sulkiness. And due to this sulky, pouting mood of mine, I've lost my beloved, who's a real dearest thing of my heart. And in this way, Srimati Radharani laments. It's described that once Radha and Krishna had made some agreement that they would meet in a kunj. And Radharani very happily went there, but when she arrived, she found that Krishna wasn't there. And so she was decorating the kunj and waiting for Krishna very eagerly, waiting and waiting, and Krishna didn't come. And finally she sent Lalita, you go and see what's happened to my Prananath, the Lord of my heart. And Lalita went looking here and there, and finally she went to the kunj of Chandravali. And she saw Krishna there. And Lalita became very angry. She wrote a little note saying something about ungrateful rascals on a leaf. And she threw that leaf in that kunj and left. And Krishna, he saw, what is this leaf? He picked it up. Oh, oh, oh. Then Krishna, he said, something very bad's happened. There's a demon who's come to Braj. I have to go immediately to kill this demon. And Krishna went to the kunj of Radharani. But there were two chokidars at the door. Two guards, very angry guards. Lalita and Vishakha. Ha! Badmas, the rascal. Prabeshi Shade, you can't come in here to see our Srimati. And Radharani in this way began to exhibit her man. And Krishna, he went to Brinda Devi. Please, what can I do? So Brinda Devi, she gave him some advice, which is described in a song by the poet Govindadas.
Oh, hey, prema bhikari, goraka jagahe, singa dwani sunite, moni yogesha mahalata.
One day, in Yavat, Jatila, she heard the sound of a buffalo horn. And coming out the door, she saw there was a sannyasi there. A very beautiful sannyasi. Had blackish blue skin. He was dressed like a Shaivite. And he was standing there. And when she came, he held out his cloth and said, Bho Mata, Bhagavati Bhikshundehi, please give us some alms. And Jatila, oh, such a wonderful sannyasi. Oh, yes. So she ran in to get something. And she came out with some nice ghee and flour and rice. But that sannyasi said, no, I won't accept this. I'm a brahmachari. I won't accept from a married person.
Jatila kuhata tava kaha tu magata yogi kaha tabujai tere baju hata vikaha maleva churiha churitahire hata.
Jatila then said, then what do you want? And that yogi said, I've heard that your daughter, she's a very, very chaste lady. I'll only accept alms from her hands. So then Jatila, she went and she said, oh, daughter-in-law, some very special yogis come. You have to give him alms. So Radharani, she went to see that yogi. And that yogi, he refused the offering from Srimati Radharani, and he said,
Yogi kuhantaha ma vika nahi leya ba chuya mukha ba chumai pichai. Nanda nandana parajo abhimanaso mafa karahajai.
He said, no, I don't want this thing. I don't want this rice and ghee and flour. He said, you should know that I'm the rascal son of Nanda Maharaj. And the only thing that I want, the only thing that I'm begging, is your loving sulkiness. Please give that to me. Then Radharani, she took that plate of different things and she dumped it on his head. She dumped those ingredients on Krishna's head. And in that way, Krishna took away her mind. Yesterday, Satchinanda Maharaj was mentioning something about a very special Vaishnav who used to live at Govindakund. His name was Manohar Das. This Manohar Das wrote a very wonderful book, which we'd like to someday translate. It's not translated yet, but we can tell you one special story from it. This book is called Vaidagya Vilas. Vaidagya Vilas. And this book is all about union and separation. And in there, it tells a very similar story to what we just told just now, but in a different way. Once, Radha and Krishna had agreed to meet in a Kunj, but this time, Krishna arrived there first. Krishna was very, very eager to see Srimati. And Radharani was decorating herself in Yavat and was just ready to go out to meet Krishna in the Kunj, when suddenly her so-called husband, Abhimanyu, and one of his friends arrived. And Jatila, she called, "Hey, daughter-in-law, your husband's come, you have to cook for him." So Radharani, she began cooking. And she was in anxiety, what's going to be happening with Krishna? Meanwhile, Krishna was in the Kunj. And he was thinking, Radharani always decorates the Kunj for me. This time, today, I'll decorate the Kunj. And Krishna, with great artistic skill, began to make very beautiful decorations out of flowers. He made canopies and garlands and so many wonderful decorations in that Kunj. And as Krishna was doing that, he kept looking down the path when Srimati would come. Sometimes he would hear a deer and he would think, "Oh, is that her?" Or he would see some moonlight coming through the Kunj and think that was Radharani. Krishna was waiting and waiting, but Radharani wasn't coming. Finally, Krishna became sulky. "Why is she doing like this? This is not good." Krishna thought to himself that association with women, it says in the Bhagavatam, is a source of all pain. So henceforth, no more women. I'm going to be a brahmachari from now on. And then Krishna, in his loving anger, he began to break all those beautiful decorations that he made in Kunj. And then he stormed off home, back to Nandagaon. So Radharani was there cooking, and so much anxiety, what's happening to my Krishna? So she told Lalita, "Sakhi, you go. Go to that Kunj and see what's happening with my Prananath." So Lalita went there, and she saw Krishna wasn't there. But she saw evidence on the ground everywhere. Someone had been very angry. So Lalita, she went back. She told Radharani what had happened. Meanwhile, Krishna, he arrived back in Nandagaon. And he laid down to take rest. And in the morning, as she did every morning, Yashodamayi, Krishna's loving mother, came to wake him up. Every day, Krishna wakes up in Nandagaon. Mother Yashoda opens up the windows and the beautiful golden rays of the sun fall on his body. And Krishna becomes ecstatic, thinking of Srimati Radharani. But this morning, when Mother Yashoda opened that window and the golden rays of the sun came in, Krishna said, "No! Close the window. I don't feel good today. I don't want to see the sunshine." And then Mother Yashoda, she closed the window up, and then she went to give Krishna a bath. And then when she went to dress him with his nice golden dhoti, which Krishna likes so much, which reminds him of Radharani, Krishna said, "No, I don't like anything golden. I want to wear Balaram's cloth today." And then Yashoda came with different golden ornaments. And Krishna said, "No, I won't accept." He went out to milk the cows. And the gopis, wondering what was going on, they'd sent one Sakhi to try to speak with Krishna. When Krishna saw her, he turned his head away. He wouldn't speak with her. And he went back to his room. So that Sakhi went back. And she said, "Radhe, it's very, very bad. Krishna's very angry. This is vipralamba. This is separation due to man, due to anger." And when this kind of separation goes on in Braj, all the Brijbasis suffer. The whole universe suffers. Because Radha and Krishna are the soul of the universe. So the Sakhis got together, they had a little instagosi to discuss what to do. They dressed Radharani up as a beautiful Brahmin boy. And Radhika, she set out from Yavat. And she went through Terakadamba, that place we know, Rupa Goswami, was riding Vidagdha Madhava, Lita Madhava. And as she was walking, this beautiful Brahmin, different people would see him and say, "My God, what an effulgent Brahmin. Would you please give me initiation? Can I give you some bakshis? What can I get for you? Such a beautiful Brahmin." And that Brahmin went to the house of Mother Yashoda and knocked on the door. Yashoda came, and that Brahmin boy held out his cloth and said, "Bo Mata Bhagavati Diksham Dehi. Oh Mata, please give us some alms." Mother Yashoda looked at this Brahmin boy and thought, "I've never seen such a beautiful Brahmin boy. Oh, you should be friends with my Kanu. Yes, what will you want? I want some bhiksha, some alms. Yes, yes, I'll get right away." "No. I'm a very strict Brahmin. I won't accept from anyone except for a brahmachari." "Oh, well, my Kanu, he told me that he's finished with women. He's a very, very strict brahmachari." So Yashoda, she went to Krishna and she said, "Kanu, some beggar is here and you have to give him something." Krishna said, "No, I don't feel good." Yashoda said, "Krishna, you have to. He's a very, very effulgent Brahmin. He might curse us. Some bad thing might happen." So finally Krishna agreed. "Yes, Mom." So then Krishna came out. And when Krishna saw that wonderful Brahmin, his heart became so attracted. By Yoga Maya's potency, he didn't recognize that it was Srimati Radharani. So he asked that Brahmin, "What do you want? And Nick, what can I get for you? My father is Nanda Baba. He has so much gold and cows and things. He can give you anything you want. We can find a nice wife for you. Whatever you want, you tell me, my dear Brahmin boy." The Brahmin said, "No, no. I don't want any of those things. All that I want is your anger." And then Krishna realized that it was Radharani. Krishna began to cry. And Radharani was crying. And there was union. As there's four different types of separation, there's also four different types of union. These are known as Sankshipta Sambhog, which occurs after Purvarag. But it's Sankshipta, it's very brief. Like we heard about last night, Radha and Krishna, they had their first meeting, but then Jatila came immediately. Then there's Sankirna Sambhog. Sankirna means just barely squeaking by. Sankirna means narrow. And this takes place after man, after anger. So this is Sankirna Sambhog. Radha and Krishna are united again after their loving anger. And then there's Sampana Sambhog. Sampana Sambhog takes place after Dhura Prabhas, after Krishna goes away to herd the cows. And Radharani doesn't see him for some hours. That's Sampana, a very fortunate Sambhog. And then there's Samridhiman Sambhog. Samridhiman Sambhog means a fully enriched Sambhog, a union after a long journey. So, this Sankirna Sambhog took place. Radha and Krishna squeaked by. Their meeting took place right after Radharani dressed up like this Brahmin boy. And Krishna, he called for Yashoda. He said, "Ma, it's very late at night. And this Brahmin boy, he has a long journey to go back home. He should stay the night with me in my room." Mother Yashoda said, "Yes, don't be it." So in that way, Radha and Krishna had some union. And the next morning, Radharani again adopted her disguise. And she left Nandagana and went back to Yavat. So, this Vipralamba is there in all the Lord's pastimes. Also, it's there in the pastimes of Sita and Ram. We know that when Lord Ramachandra, he left Sita with Lakshman, and he admonished Lakshman, "You watch over Sita. because some demons may come. And then when that deer Marich came, and Ramachandra went after that deer, he told Lakshman to stay behind. And when Ramachandra killed that deer, the deer manifested the voice of Lord Ram and called out, "Ha, Lakshman! Ha! Ha, Sita!" And Sita became very disturbed. "Lakshman, go!" Lakshman said, "No, that's not my Ram." "No, he made this, he called out, you have to go now." "Believe me, that's not my Ram. My Ramachandra, he can, my Lord, he can destroy the universe." And Sita became angry and said, "Oh, you want to enjoy me. You want to see your brother killed and enjoy me. But you won't be able to because I promise I'm going to kill myself if you don't go to rescue your brother." So Lakshman had no choice. He had to go. What happened next is described in a wonderful way by a Christian missionary. His name was A.T. Atkins. And he came to India in 1918 as a missionary. And as a requirement, he had to study Hindi. So he started reading some book called Ramcharitmanas. And he read and reread that book. He fell in love with that book. He read it for 23 years. And then after that, he was so inspired by the book, he spent 12 years translating it into English poetry. And it's a very wonderful devotional writing. So he describes what happened after that. "When Ram saw Lakshman had come in a hurry, his mind was beset with deep questioning worry. 'You've come, brother, leaving there Sita alone, disregarding my word and the fealty you own.'" Fealty means the loyalty you have to me. "Around in these woods, great and dread demons wander. My mind tells me Sita's not in our hut yonder." Said Lakshman, as on Ram's feet he lay hold, "Lord, it is not my fault." And his story he told. Ram then went with his brother back to the place of the hut on Godavari's bank, when no trace could he find of his dearest one. Ram began to be troubled and cried like a mere common man. "O my Sita, in whom can all virtues be traced? Janki, charming and faithful, devoted and chaste." Though his brother tried all help and comfort to bring, Ram went to ask trees, plants, leaves, everything. "Tell me trees, tell me deers, tell me birds and beast swarms. Have you seen fawn-eyed Sita, the home of all charms?" Now the birds, wagtails, parrots and doves, all the fish, deer and bees, cuckoos too, skilled as any could wish. The sweet jasmine and lotus and pomegranate flowers, gliding snakes, lightning flashes, moon brightening night's hours. Bright star clusters, the elephant, lion and swan, can again hear their praise of fair Sita's charm gone. What does this mean? Each one of these living entities had some pride. The wagtailed birds, their eyes would move, and their bodies would move in a certain way. But their pride was defeated by the eyes of Sita. The voice of the parrots and the doves cooing was defeated by the voice of Sita. The beauty of the deers and the buzzing of the bees, the cuckoo's voice was defeated by Sita. The sweet jasmine flowers, the lotus and pomegranates were defeated by the beauty of Sita. The moving of the snakes, the bright flash of lightning, the moon was defeated by Sita. The brightness of the stars, the movement of the elephant, and the chirping of the swan. He says, can all again hear the praise of fair Sita's charm gone? Custard apple, banana, and finest fruit trees can rejoice without fear, knowing now they will please. Listen, Sita, how these without you with one voice, as though winning a kingdom, will all wildly rejoice. Oh my dear, how their selfish pride can you endure when not come in sight and your own rights secure? This seat is right. She's more beautiful than all these. The Lord thus went seeking in great agitation, like all ardent lovers in love's separation. A wonderful poem by our good Christian brother friend, Reverend Atkins. So, it's late. We were going to try to say something today about the separation of the gopis also. I think we'll take that up tomorrow. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktavinda ki, Gopremanandi Hari Hari Bol, Vanchakalpadarudhishchakipasandhu.